form, this whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by you. Of course. There's no faster word. Everything is resting on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, he is the ultimate rest. Nidhanam means that everything, even the Brahman effulgence, rests on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. He is the knower of everything that is happening in this world. And his knowledge at any end, he is the end of all knowledge. Therefore, he is the known and the knowable. He is the object of knowledge because he is all pervading. Because he is the cause in the spiritual world, he is transcendental. He is also the chief personality in the transcendental world. శ్రీచైతన్యమనోవిష్ణం స్థాపితమైన భూజలి స్వయం రూపకరామాయ జగాతి స్వపదాంబికం వందేకం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుద్ధ పరతమం శ్రీగురు వైష్ణవం శ్రీరూపం సాగర జాతం సాధన రఘునాథం సంస్థీమం సద్వైతం సావరూపం హరిజన సహితం కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవుడు హే కృష్ణ పరమాత్మ హీన బంధు జగపతి గోపేష గోపికాంత రాధాకాంత నమోస్తుతే రక్తపాండ గౌరంగే రాధే బృందావనేశ్వరి విషభాం సుతదేవి కనమామి హరిస్తుతే పంచకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ త్రివాసిందుభ్యశ్చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యః వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః హే శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీవాసు గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే 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 కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ Saturday discussion on Bhagavad Gita. But today is more auspicious. Every day is auspicious when you read Bhagavad Gita. But especially today, because we're going to discuss today is Varaha Dev's appearance. Monday was Advaita Acharya's appearance. I don't know how many of you remember that, but very important that Advaita Acharya appeared. And then tomorrow is Nityananda Prabhu's appearance. So, we are fortunate, we're going to hear all three of your questions. Krishna is good. Again, you see. Very good. Welcome. So this verse is actually very applicable. This verse says you are the original personality of God. It applies to Varaha Dev, it applies to Nityananda Prabhu, and it applies to Advaita Acharya. They are the original personality of God. They are the oldest, the ultimate sanctuary of this manifested cosmic world. They are known of everything. And all that is knowable. They are the supreme refuge above the material moons and their former students. This whole cosmic manifestation is pervaded by them. So we shall talk a little bit on Sri Varaha Dev. Once, long time ago, there's a lot of see, when you read the Bhagavad Gita, everything is linked. So, one long time ago, there was a from Kumara, there's a lot of seed that is used. So, for this Sanat Kumara, you know, this is from Kumara, there's a science of Lord Brahma. They went to the spiritual Vaikuntha. So when they went there, they passed through many gates. Nobody stopped them. Finally, at the seventh gate, these two gods, Vijaya and Jaya and Vijaya, they stopped them. They stopped. And you cannot believe it. mind is Kumara is a very innocent, you know. We are like four small boys, like 5 years old, like very innocent. They don't know what is etiquette for asking permission to go. They all thought that this is a Vaikuntha, spiritual. I can go anywhere I want. I want to see my Lord, or Vishnu, I want to see. I want to go in. But this is their religious of them. When they stopped them, this Bob Kumara cursed them. They cursed them and they said, you are not fit to take Vaikuntha. He cursed you to take birth in this material world. Right? So at that time, Vishnu came up and said, come on, so sorry, Kumara, my servant made some mistake. Please forgive them, but your punishment is also that. Like this, Lord Vishnu was saying this to the Kumara. So, after that, the Kumara realized they should not have cursed this two gods. But somehow or other, the illusion Lord Vishnu has created because of which he wanted to have pastime. And only more pastime he can have it in his own devotee. For those who are sinless. Like that, otherwise he can't have pastime. Come and have pastime with us. We are foolish people, not we are full of sin. How can you come and talk to us and have pastime with us? It is not possible. So, in order to have pastime, he brings his own servants from Vaikuntha. So, but Vishnu says, okay, instead of 7 births, you only need to take 3 births. And these 3 births will be as given. You must use against me. Everything you do will be against me to Vishnu. But I will teach and you can come back to God. And to Vijay, and Vijay said, okay, this deal is better than having 7 births, you know, and this deal is still better, okay. So they said, okay, we can take birth. Okay. When they were about to take birth, so they must have some form, right? The body, somebody must get pregnant so that you can. So what happened? At this time, Kashyapa Muni had several wives, among them was Diti. Now Diti, I think, was inauspicious time. She went to Kashyapa Muni and said, no, I want to have a child. I want to have a child. Now, now. He said, no, no, no. I'm doing some puja now. No, I can't do anything now. But she keeps on insisting. This time was not good because it was about to sunset. You know, the auspicious time is not good. Not auspicious time. This time is not there anymore. But she insisted. And this man, Kashyapa Muni, another great devotee, was handpicked. Wife said, yes, do this, yes, wife said, I will do this. And he had. He consummated with the Diti. Inauspicious time. After consummation, Diti is like, oh my God, I made a mistake, you know. It's always like that. We all of us are like that. We always do things which is not right. After doing the wrong thing, we will turn around and say, oh, I did the wrong thing. Oh God, please forgive me. But at that time, we don't have that intelligence to control our senses. So Kashyapa Muni also did the same thing, Diti also did the same. After that, Diti said, I'm so sorry. I did this. And Kashyapa Muni said, what to do? You know, you have to pray to Krishna now for some good will happen. And he blessed her. He said, okay, since you surrendered to Krishna, you regretted it. Your sons will be killed by Krishna only. And then Diti was saying, okay, very good. At least, you know, they are not going to be cursed by the Brahmanas. You know, Brahmanas means, that's it, you are not going to get good birth anymore. So she said it's good. But she kept pregnancy for 100 years. She was scared that when the child was born, they will cause problems for the world. And she also didn't want the children to be killed by Krishna. But after 100 years, she can't hold the child anymore. Because the whole world was trembling and because she was holding back the two children, you know. She gave birth to twins. These twins are Jay and Vijay. The first one to come out was Hiranyaksha. Second one to come out was Hiranyakashipu. But according to the scriptures, the first child to come out is actually conceived second. The first child to be conceived is the second child that is coming out. You understand? Because when you conceive, the first egg that is fertilized is inside. The second egg that is fertilized is outside. So the baby that comes out first is actually not there. It is the second. That is Hiranyakashipu. Second one was then Hiranyaksha. Second one who came out was Hiranyakashipu. So when the moment they came out, they were nonsense. Full of nonsense. Killing people, doing nonsense things, and not only not enough, they pray and did tapasya and Lord Brahma, they please Lord Brahma. Both of them please Lord Brahma. Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So Hiranyakashipu was intelligent. He made certain conditions with Lord Brahma, you know, I can't be killed by, you know, in the daytime, nighttime, animals, man, and this. He is a demon, you know. So he grew himself very, very deep. He took the earth planet and he put it down into the Patala Loka planet. Oh, very, very far into the ocean. Very dirty place. Dirty place is associated with demonic people. Demonic people who do nonsense wine, sex, and meat eating, and all that nonsense. So, in order to retrieve the earth planet, because at that time, Swayambhuva Manu also wanted to proliferate the human beings in the world. So he asked Brahma, which planet I'm going to go? First planet not there. So Brahma said, the planet is down there, how am I going to retrieve it? It's very difficult. So he's thinking and meditating on Krishna. So what happened? Krishna came. His avatar. He came out from the nostrils of Lord Brahma. Like small one is coming out slowly. Varaha. Varaha means bow. Bow. Bow is like a pig like that, you know. So he comes out. One moment he's so small. Second moment is very huge. Bigger than a planet. It's very, very big. Beautiful. And all the devotees, they were praying to him and saying, oh, you know, Krishna, it's good that you came, you know. But he laughed at them and he dived straight into the ocean. Straight down into the ocean. He looked for the planet Earth. Why he took the form of Varaha? Because it is a dirty place that he has to go. So the Lord took the form of a ball, a pig. Only a pig likes to, you know, wobble in all the dirty things. No? So the Lord, out of his kindness for us, so that he can be born into this material world and live in this planet Earth, he went down into the Patala area, took the planet on his trust, came out. As he came out, Hiranyaksha was waiting there. How dare you take out the planet Earth? I purposely put it there, you're not supposed to take it out. But the Lord didn't answer him. His duty is to put the planet back in his orbit, you know. So he floated the planet back. Then this Hiranyaksha said, no, you cannot do that. You put it back now. Otherwise, I'll kill you. Lord said, okay, you have the gumption. If you think you can do it, carry on. Let's start the fight. So, Hiranyaksha took his trident and his mace, he rushed take the law left, right, center, but the law, you know, was able to take it, and sometimes he neglected it. The law was so important. See, that's why it is, the law can only fight with people of equal status, right? So that's why he brought down Jai and Vijay. He is fighting with Jai and Vijay now. So this fight, they were equally built. This fight went on for about 100 years like that, you know. Thousands of years in our earthly time. Finally, Lord Brahma said, no, no, don't play with this boy anymore. This demon is creating so much problem. You have to kill him straight away. So the Lord said, okay, smile at them, and they fought a little bit more. And then what he did, he just flicked his hand behind the neck, the ear, and then the boss and his Hiranyaksha died. Immediately, yes, see, he was fighting for 1,000 years, and nothing happened. Suddenly, he just hit him just like that, you know, behind the ear. He fell down, and he died. Everybody was happy. So, this guy is such a rascal, you know. So, this is Lord Varaha's appearance. So, you have to say something about Lord Varaha. You have to. So, he's such a merciful. He brought the planet up. Otherwise, we won't be here. No? We'll all be probably living Patala planet. So, the Lord is merciful. He wants us to enjoy. He wants us to realize he's the Supreme Lord. He's a supreme refuge. Yeah? This was the original personality of God. He's the ultimate sanctuary. Yeah? So we're talking about him. So the next one you have to talk about is Advaita Acharya. Some people may know about Advaita Acharya, some people may not know about Advaita Acharya. It's important we know about him because he's one of the punches of God. Before we chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we have to say Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya. Who's Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya? Jai, that means we are saying Lord Chaitanya. We have to invoke Lord Chaitanya first. Prabhu Nityananda, secondly, we have to ask for his mercy also. After that, we are fighter. Advaita is the third personality. Now the first personality, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is Vishnu Tattva. Nityananda Prabhu is also Vishnu Tattva. Advaita Acharya is also Vishnu Tattva. After that is Gadadhar. Gadadhar is Radharani. She is not Vishnu Tattva. Then Srivas Pandit. She is the devotee. They represent the devotee. And then Gaura Bhaktavinoda, all the other Vaishnavas were present. Why? We have to ask all these people for their blessings before you can chant. So otherwise your chanting is a lot of obstruction. When you say this Panchatattva's name, obstructions are removed. So we are going to learn about two of these. Panchatattva. Okay? One is Advaita Acharya, the other is Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu's appearance is tomorrow. We are going to glorify him today because tomorrow we are going to take him on the road. We are going to have a Radha Yatra. Jagannath Baladev Subhadra and Gaurika are going to go on Gurukula. Right? Tomorrow. So, but today we are going to glorify them. One thing you must realize, you are not qualified to talk about them. They are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we will try to say something. If there is any fault, please forgive us. Because we are not perfect. And tell the story about the appearance of Advaita Acharya from Advaita Prakasha by Ishana Nagara. Ishana Nagara was the servant of Advaita Acharya. He lived there with him for a very long time. Until he left his body, he was serving Advaita Acharya. And later on, he wrote this book on the order of Advaita Acharya. So, we must say what happened and how did he come about. Because Lord Shiva saw that his Kali Yuga was full of sinful activities. People were doing so many sinful activities, terrible, terrible things. So Lord Shiva thought, what to do? How can I deliver the living entities? How is it possible? So what he did? He had a long discussion with his wife, and then he said, okay, that no one can help this fallen condition birth except Vishnu. So he went to the causal ocean. He sat at the border there, at the shore. He sat at the shore of the causal ocean and he meditated on Mahavishnu for many, many for 700 years, I think. So, Lord Shiva is the best Vaishnava, right? So, it's, because he's the best Vaishnava, Lord Narayan came there. And he said, why are you meditating so hard? You and I are the same. There's no difference between you and me. You can deliver the sinful souls. And saying this, he embraced Lord Shiva. When he embraced Lord Shiva, both of them became one. And this form is called Harihara. Lord Harihara. So, suddenly this form chanted Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, in ecstasy. Chanting only. So, then when he was chanting like this, a combined form, the form of Shiva and Vishnu, then came a voice from the sky and says, listen, Mahavishnu, you go in this form to Labha, okay, the womb of Labha. I will come in Nadia district later. You do this first. Everybody will take birth later. Then Mahavishnu, who heard this, entered the womb of Labha in Santipur. Santipur is where Advaita Acharya appeared. Labha was the wife of Kuvera Pandit. Kuvera Pandit was actually was the Kuvera in the heavenly, and he came down to do seva for Krishna. And Kuvera Pandit was also a servant for the king in that area. So, Labha used to have pregnant many, many times, but always miscarriage. So, Kuvera and Labha went to bank of Ganges to meditate. They left the kingdom and went to meditate. Eventually, she became pregnant again with Advaita Acharya. And at this time, the king called him back to Santipur. So, they went back. After they came, the king also said, I will bless you also because, you know, you are such a nice servant. And one day an astrologer said, came and told Advaita Acharya, you will get a divine son. He will live a long life and he will preach devotional service. And then after that he disappeared. They couldn't find this person anymore. So they could understand it's some demigod who came to tell them who this person was. So eventually, Labha gave birth to this Advaita Acharya. And they were very, very happy. So he was born on the auspicious 7th day of the waxing moon of Magha, January, February. on that auspicious day, the ladies took bath, gave charity, chanted the holy names. Although the devotees could not understand why they were happy, they were extremely, very, extremely happy. So when Vishnu takes birth, everybody is automatically happy. If you read the Krishna book also, even though Kamsa was oppressing everybody, when Krishna appears, in their heart naturally they become very happy and they did all kinds of sacrifices. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya was born, they were also very, very happy, but they didn't know why they were happy. Yeah? So like that. So Advaita Acharya was born and he started to perform some pastimes. One of his pastimes is when he was a baby, he slept on his mother's lap. And Rava Devi also fell asleep. And she had a nice dream. This dream, she perceived that on her lap was Lord Shiva. And this Lord Shiva had four hands, white form, functional, carrying functional, club, disc, and lotus. And his body resembles that of an autumn moon. And he removed all misery and gave peace. Seeing that in her dream, seeing that form, she offers prayers to the Lord and says, please bless me. Then the Lord in the dream is saying, why do you want to pray to me? You give me the water that washed your feet, that I'll be, you know, blessed. And the Lord in the dream said, but you are my mother. How can I have the son? You know, I can't give you water washed from my feet. You know, son can't do that. Mother, you have to help me. No. You have to do this. You please give me the water that. And Advaita Acharya said, no, I will not do that. If you want, I will call all the holy rivers and holy places of the pilgrimage here. Then you can bathe and do whatever you want. After that, she woke up. When she woke up, she was very happy because it's a nice, beautiful, wonderful dream. Then Advaita Acharya also woke up. He's a baby, yeah. He also woke up and says, Mom, what are you saying? What is this? And mother said, no, I had a dream. Please tell me what is the dream you had. No, you understand, you're a small boy. You rest, you sleep. No. You must tell me. Otherwise, I won't chant. I won't chant the holy name. And the mother said, okay, I will tell you this dream. And she told the dream. The Advaita Acharya said, okay, Mom, I will promise to bring all these things, all these holy places, all these holy rivers. When she heard that, she was very, very pleased. And she told him that if you can do that, then the dream comes true. And he said, you don't worry, I will fulfill this. Then at that night, he meditated. And all the holy rivers, all the holy places came to him. He folded hands, arms, and then he said, yes, Prabhu, what do you want? What do you call us here? Oh, I call you because I want you all to go to the top of the mountain and stay there. And the holy places and the holy rivers, they said, oh no. If that happens, then all the other holy places where we are from will be ruined. Right? Nobody goes there, whoever goes there won't get relief from the sin. Then Advaita Acharya says, no, I promised my mom, and therefore it's not going to be false. It has to happen. Then all the holy places said, okay, we can't disobey you, but tell us the day that you want us to come. Okay, then he said, okay, you all must promise to appear on the 13th day of the raining moon of the month of Madhu, that is March, April. Then the tithers and the holy rivers said, okay, we will promise because we cannot disobey you. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Okay, from that day, that place is called Panatirtha. I think you know this place, Panatirtha. So this is the place where the personified priestess made a promise to the Lord. If anybody drinks water or bathes here, his desires are fulfilled. So you all must find that place now. So all the priestess, all the rivers went to the mountain and stayed there. The next day, Advaita Acharya called his mother. Mom, come. I want to show you something wonderful. And Advaita Acharya took his mother to the mountain. He said, look, look up there. Nothing. Wait. He blew the conch shell and he chanted loudly, Hare Krishna. And suddenly, all the waters came down like waterfall. All the different. Then he told his mother, look, there is Saraswati, there is Ganga, there is Yamuna. You can take birth anywhere you want. In fact, you can take away bath now. And all the rivers fell on the mother and she took all the bath there. She was so satisfied. She was very, very happy. So this is one of these pastimes. So another time, Advaita Acharya, the king had his Kali Puja. So the king invited Kuvera Pandit and Advaita Acharya to the ceremony. So everybody came, prayed to Kali and bowed down, and you know, bowed down, and then they went off. But Advaita Acharya refused to pay obeisance. So the king was saying, how can this behavior of the son of Kuvera Pandit, why don't you offer obeisance to Kali? Why? Advaita Acharya said, no, the Supreme Brahman is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. He alone is my worshipable God. Those who follow various philosophies get bewildered. Whereas those who are wise will fix their mind on the Supreme Lord. After hearing this statement, the king's pandits started to argue and say, no, you must do this. You must accept Kali, you know, it's worshipable and you are envious, that's why you don't do all these things. You should. Then, no, I will not. Advaita said, I will not do this. Then his father argued. His father said, no, all the great pandits are saying you must do, and you're bringing, he argued with his father based on the Shastra, then why he shouldn't do it. Finally, he realized, I shouldn't be arguing with my father because it's as good as God himself, right? He shouldn't aparat to the Vaishnava. Then he said, okay, father, I will not argue with you. I will now offer obeisance to Devi. And then he offered obeisances. When he offered obeisances, the deity cracked into 1,000 pieces. Why? Because Kali was present there and she was very ashamed that Lord Krishna was paying obeisances to her. Cannot. How can? Krishna created her and now her sister, no? He says, no. Therefore she broke into pieces and she left the place. Then the king and the pandit all realized what a great personality Advaita Acharya was. So like this, that's his Leela, you know, to prove that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahavishnu. After this, he had many, many pastimes. So he went to Sanjipur to meditate and to pray for Krishna to come. Because remember, before he took birth, he said, I will come to bring the Lord. Krishna himself offering, even though he is Mahavishnu, is offering the original personality of body to deliver this sinful living entity. No one but Krishna himself can do it, otherwise it's not possible. So he went to Sanjipur and he started to pray to Krishna using tulsi leaves and Ganges water. So when he was praying like that, the flowers, see, Sanjipur is downstream, Nadia is upstream. So the flower that he was offering went upstream. How is possible? water should go down, but it's going upward. So he followed, and he followed Muhammad, and he found that Sachimata was pregnant. He knew this person is the one who is going to get Krishna. He's going to appear in her womb. And he was very happy. So he offered obeisances to Sachimata. Sachimata was pregnant, but not with Krishna. So immediately, when he offered obeisances, she had a miscarriage. Gone. She was saying, what happened? You know, this great Vaishnava, the elderly gentleman, he came and gave obeisances and my baby is gone. She was crying. Then like that, every time, you know, Advaita Acharya sees her, he will pay obeisances. And she told her husband, you know, Janmanishra, says, no, this cannot happen, you know. You please go and talk to this Advaita Acharya and tell him not to do this anymore. So Jagannath Mishra went to this Advaita Acharya and told him, Prabhuji, you know, you don't do this, you know, we want a child. We don't want this to happen anymore. And Advaita Acharya says, okay, I'll give you a mantra and you'll get the divine son. He gave the mantra to him and he gave the mantra, Jagannath Mishra gave the mantra to Sachimata. When she got the mantra, she became pregnant. And she gave birth to Vishwaroop. Vishwaroop is actually Balaram. But after Vishwaroop, Vidya was 12 years old, he took sannyas and he left. Alright? And she got pregnant again. This time it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And when Advaita Acharya paid his obeisances to her, nothing happened. Because that is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is how, after his prayers, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared into this material world to deliver all of us. Because without him, nothing can happen. Because we can't get a holy name. Right? So, there are so many stories about Advaita Acharya, but we don't have much time. So we shall stop here for Advaita Acharya and speak about Nityananda Prabhu. Nitya from Nityananda Prabhu ki. Nityananda Prabhu appeared in Kesa Chakra in 1474-75, like that, in the year 1474-75. He appeared roughly about 12 years before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Kesa Chakra is in Adhadesh, West Bengal. From Mayapur to drive north about 4 hours, maybe a little bit longer, the road is there. So it's your backbone will be gone, I can tell you that. But coming to Eta Chakra, all the road that you suffer, the moment you step down into Eta Chakra, it will be disappeared. I can't explain to you why, how, but it happens. When you go into Eta Chakra, it's such a beautiful village. It is still a village. 500 years ago, Nityananda Prabhu, slightly more than 500 years, he came and he took birth there. His father's name was Harai Pandit, mother was Padmavati. And when he was born, the whole village loved him. From the moment he was born, he always, every day, he will enact pastime of Krishna. All around, Avarara, Anashina, every day. One every day without fail, he will do a pastime. He appeared in the month of Magha, January, February, around this time now. the 13th day of the waxing moon. Your eldest son of Padai and Panwadi, everybody loved him. And like I said, he always did many, many pastimes. So once he let all his friends, all his age, you know, all the different families, the different boys that are around the same age, and he and his friends did many, many pastimes. One of them, which was he will hide, they all went to the river bank. They will hide there and then they will like pretend to pray to Krishna and this will appear. Then one boy will shout and say, yes, I'll soon take birth in Mathura, you know. They will think. And sometimes they will do marriage ceremony of Vasudeva and Devaki, and then they will do the first birth of Lord Krishna. They did it very perfectly. And because they did it perfectly, the village was very amazed. You know, how is it possible that small boys, you know, 11 men talk about Krishna Katha and they knew everything? They were bewildered. One day the Lord made snakes out of leaves and took his friends to the water, and one of them jumped into the one of the boys, his friends, jumped into the water and became unconscious. Did not move. Then Nityananda brought him out and gave him consciousness. This is to show that water was poisonous. It is to show that Kaliya is there. And Kaliya was there, the river Yamuna was poisonous there. When the boys went here, they became unconscious and became dead. So, this point enacted the same pastime that Krishna and Balaram and the copper boy enacted in Vrindavan. So they would be exactly the same. So they did many, many pastimes. They did pastimes of killing the Devukasura, killing the demon, the donkey demon, eating the thala fruit. They did the Kapasura, Adhasura, Vatsasura, like that. They did many, many, many pastimes. Like that. So, when they asked, how you know all these things, Nityananda Prabhu said, because these are my pastimes. That's why I know every detail. But of course, mothers and fathers, they were bewildered by the yoga maya, and they said, oh, these boys are all, you know, playing on the, like this. So, every day he did one pastime, until the age of 12. When he was 12, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. So Nityananda Prabhu knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already appeared. So he did not want to stay on in the village. At that time, by his desire, a sannyasi came to visit Adai and Padmavati's house. So Adai and Padmavati is very elevated by Vaishnavas, right? So they did what is right for Vaishnavas, sannyasi. They took care of the sannyasi very, very nicely. They told him, okay, whatever is in this house, it's yours. Whatever you want, you have to take it. This is your house. So the sannyasi said, okay, I'm leaving now. I want your son. Can you imagine? The son that they loved from the beginning of birth, for 12 years he was playing with, he was the life. The life of the mother and father. And now sannyasi is asking, you please give me your son. He could have asked for anybody. He had many children. But he said, I want your eldest son. What can they do? They can't refuse the sannyasi. They are Vaishnavas themselves. With a heavy heart, they said, okay, you can take my son. The moment Nityananda Prabhu left, Hadai and Padmavati were so wrecked, their heart was broken. They did not eat anything, nothing, zero. For 3 months they did not eat anything. All the villagers then tried to console them, because they were also feeling the separation of Nityananda and the Prabhu. They were very, very sad, because every day their sons were going out to play and they were enjoying the pastime for their children. Now Nityananda and the Prabhu left. For 3 months they did not eat anything, they fasted and they died. They left the body. Because they left the body, all the people in Eka Chakra also slowly left the village. So it became quite empty. Later on people started to come back. That's the difference for me. But it's a nice place, Eka Chakra. You all should visit. I think I spoke this once before. It's a very beautiful village. Still you can see mud huts. Everything is all mud huts. People are still working on the fields. Now this one has a small place. This one is building a small temple and a guest house there. Opposite this one, there's a small pond. This pond is where Nityananda Prabhu used to bathe. It's still there. Further up, there's Janmasthan, Nityananda Prabhu, where he was born. The house of Adai Pandit is still there. I mean, it's now new. The place is there. They built a new place. And next to that is the Garbhavasana. This is the place where actually Mother Padmavati gave birth. And it's still there. And behind that, there's another small pond. When Nityananda Prabhu was very small, his mother used to bathe in there. It's still there. The trees are all there that 500 years ago, when Nityananda Prabhu appeared, the trees are still there. There's another tree just in front of this Adai's house. This tree is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left his garden. And this tree is also where Adai Pandit left his mala, the chanting when Nityananda Prabhu left the house. So we left it. So that tree is also there. Further up, if you cross, now you walk for say another 5-10 minutes, there's another tree there, and below this tree is Nityananda Prabhu's umbilical cord, which is buried there. It's still there. So we should all visit all these places. Very, very nice. And further up, if I remember, further up, there's another bunch of trees on there's another pond there where Nityananda Prabhu called all the rivers, holy rivers, for his mother also. Also called that river, that pond is also there. Then further away in the distance is another clump of trees. That is where the Pandavas took refuge when they were hiding. They were sent to exile, So they were hiding there. That place is also there. So many places are there in Eka Chakra, we should all visit those places. It is good. Because Nityananda Prabhu, without Nityananda Prabhu's mercy, we will not be able to chant the holy name. Right? Okay, Nityananda Prabhu knew that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was already in Nadia. So, what happened? When he was born, he didn't go straight to Nadia. What Nityananda Prabhu did was to went to all the holy places. He went to all of India, to all the different holy places. After many years, then only he came to Nadia. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not manifest the devotional service yet. He manifested many, many pastimes. That is, those pastimes, different. We can talk about them in another time. But now, we know that Nityananda Prabhu went many, many holy places for many, many years. And during this his sojourn around the holy places, he met Mahadevendra Puri also. He also met Lakshmipati. So some people say he got initiated by Lakshmipati. Some people say he got initiated by Mahadevendra Puri. Some people, Prema Vilas says he is initiated by Ishwara Puri. So whatever is the case, he got, that is not the issue. The issue is he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He came to distribute love of God. So like this, he went all over. So he came to Navadvip. So when he came to Navadvip, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that he was already there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew that, and he told Haridasa Thakur and Shiva Swami, you please go and call this Avadhut. This is a divine personality. You don't look for him. So they went. They went around looking. They couldn't find him. They couldn't find him. Came back to Jagan Mahaprabhu and we told him, we went everywhere, all of Navadvip, but did not go outside of Navadvip, but we couldn't find him. Hearing that, Jagan Mahaprabhu smiled. Why is it? Haridas Thakur and Shivas Pandit are very great devotees. Why did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ask them to go? He wanted to show that Nityananda Prabhu's appearance and the presence is confidential. Very confidential. It's not that anybody can say, yeah, I can see them. Yes, no. Not possible. Some people glorify Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but when they hear Nityananda Prabhu say, I am Nityananda Prabhu, I want to go away, what is this? I only believe in Gora Mahaprabhu only. He is the God. What is this Nityananda Prabhu? I don't want to hear. So these are people who, it's like people who worship Lord Govinda, but do not respect Lord Shiva, like that. Now some people say, I only am a Vaishnava, you know, I only pray to Lord Shiva, Vishnu only, I don't care about this Shiva. This is wrong. You should also have proper respect for Lord Shiva. So like that, when people accept Lord Govinda, Gaurachandra, but don't accept Nityananda, they are committing an offense. So, because you do this kind of offense, you will definitely go to Yamaraj. Loka, Yamaraj Loka. So without Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's consent, no one can see Nityananda Prabhu. If anyone criticizes Lord Nityananda, even though he may possess devotion to Lord Krishna, such devotion will become obstructed. Very important, huh? You must remember that. So, Srivas Pandit, Haridas Thakur, they know very well about Nityananda Prabhu. But because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not allow them to see him, they could not find him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, come with me, we will go and find him. Let us go and see. What is he saying? You must go with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then only you can see Nityananda Prabhu. When you see Nityananda Prabhu, then you get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That is the only way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Sakshat Krishna. Nityananda Prabhu is Sakshat Balaram. There's no difference. Okay? There's no difference. You must accept that. So, like this, everybody went with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then they went straight to the house of Nandanacharya. There's another pastime. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will only appear in Nandanacharya's house, and where Nityananda Prabhu is doing his pastime, and Mother Sachi's house. Only these three places. So you can't go and see Mother Sachi, right? So it's not possible. Nandana Acharya's house is still there. You can go. It's in Panihati. Right? It's Panihati, right? They're doing some dahi, isn't it? Chip. Yes, they do this chip rice and yogurt festival. So when this chip rice and yogurt festival is happening, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes. So that's why I think every Gopa Purnima festival, they have this, one of these festivals is going to this place. After that, they go then have a feast. So that's the only time you can get Chaitanya Mahaprabhu coming. Otherwise, very difficult. That was done by Raghunath Goswami. Because Raghunath, we are now deviating, you know. Raghunath was a great devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was, his father was a very, very, very rich man. 20 lakhs he will get every month. So rich. Like that. But his father didn't allow him to go and join the movement. That's like, you know, when Prabhupada was around also, a lot of people said, oh, cannot go and join Hare Krishna. No, no, stop. So many parents stop, like that. You know, his father was, you know, said, cannot join, like that. So one day, he heard Nityananda Prabhu was there at Panihati, and he went. So Nityananda Prabhu saw him hiding. Raghunath was so scared, you know. How can I, you know, he felt that he's not qualified to go in front of Nityananda Prabhu. So from very far away, he offered obeisance. But Nityananda Prabhu can see, oh, all that boy, bring him here. You tease, he called him a thief, because you're hiding, trying to cheat me, you know. So he says, as a punishment, you feed everybody here with cheap rice and yogurt. So, Raghunath Das was very happy, you know. What better service deva, you know, for the Lord. So, they prepare like and set the whole town. So, when other people from other places heard that, oh, there's a big festival going on, all the merchants brought all their cheap rice and yogurt, everything I will sell. So, Raghunath said, okay, I'll buy. He bought everything, he made the cheap rice and dairy and everything, nicely, offered to the Lord, and distributed back to the people who sold it. So, and in this way, everybody was happy. And during this festival, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. So, he saw this, he was so happy, he wanted to join. So he came. So therefore, every year everybody is doing this festival and still going on. This is another pastime of Nityananda Prabhu. So like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu met. That is another ecstatic pastime they were. It's very difficult to describe what they did. Ecstatic symptoms that they manifested is not possible to describe. And without material eyes and material mind, you will not appreciate it also. So it's very difficult. We shall talk about another pastime. The deliverance of Jagga and Madhaya. I think this is an everybody knows. Alright? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared to deliver everybody. Right? So, he told Nityananda Prabhu and Haridasa Thakur, you please go to the whole Navadvip, chant the holy name, go to every house, knock on the door, tell them to chant Hare Krishna. If anybody doesn't do that, come and tell me, I will take Sudarshan Chakra and give them. So like that, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas went around. Then one day, they heard a commotion. There were two brothers who were fighting, drunkard, and they were fighting and disturbing people. People from far away were watching what they were doing, but they did not go near. So Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas went there and they saw these two drunkard brothers attacking this crowd. So, out of compassion, Nityananda Prabhu was saying, wherever there is blasphemy of Vaishnava, even in both places, that plague and the blasphemer will be destroyed. If that blasphemy in the assembly of sannyasis, then such a gathering is worse than a den of drunkard. A drunkard can be delivered in the course of time, but there is no salvation for those who criticize the Vaishnava. Even after having studied the scriptures, such a blasphemous intelligence will be ruined. So he's thinking like that, you know. So he doesn't want these boys, Jaga and Madai, to be forever condemned. So Nityananda Prabhu is saying, further thinking, Lord Chaitanya has descended to deliver the fallen people of this age. Where will he find anyone more fallen than these two drunkards? The Lord has not yet revealed himself to the ordinary people. Not seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's uncommon influence, they are ridiculing him. If the Lord bestows mercy on these two sinful drunkards, then the people of the entire world will see his transcendental glories. Being known as Nityananda, the servant of Lord Chaitanya, will have meaning only if I can purify their hearts and deliver them. How wonderful it will be if they become intoxicated by chanting Krishna's names the same way they are now intoxicated. They are intoxicated with madhu, right? With alcohol. Now you want Nityananda Prabhu is thinking that they should be intoxicated with the holy names. If I can make these two take the Lord's name and cry, I will then consider my travels to holy places a success. Just imagine, the Supreme Lord is thinking like that. At present, whoever even touches the shadow of these two drunkards at one bathe in the Ganges with his clothes on, I will be extremely fortunate if I am able to get people to accept that simply seeing these drunkards is the same as bathing in the Ganges. Just see the magnanimous attitude of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. He wanted these two drunkards, Jaga and Madai, to be an elevated platform, such that simply seeing these drunkards, you will have the benefit of bathing in Ganges. Who will have this compassion? Not many people, huh? Very difficult. It's like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He made a nice, beautiful commentary on the Bhagavatam. Advaita Acharya says such a beautiful commentary is so perfect that there is no need to read any other books. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that, he said, in that case, I will tear this book away. I don't want anybody else to think mine is a perfect. I want people to understand that the Bhagavatam should be read in the parampara and appreciated. So therefore he did not publish his version. Who can be more magnanimous? Most of us, we write one commentary, oh, everybody is very nice, yeah, clap, 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 we'll publish more. I say, I am so great. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed how to be humble. Even though sometimes we can say nice things, we must be more humbler than a blade of grass. That is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is showing. And Nityananda Prabhu is also so humble. Right? So Nityananda Prabhu's glory is unlimited. So he descended to save the fallen souls of this world. So then he told Haridasa, just how you see, Jaga and Madai were born in a Brahmana family, but now their behavior is the most sinful. They will definitely not be able to escape the punishment of Yamaraj. Definitely not possible. So Nityananda Prabhu is saying, you please, Haridasa, you please pray. Maybe by your prayer, they will be saved. Haridasa is saying, no, you already thought of delivering them, therefore they already delivered. So like that, they went away. So, Nityananda Prabhu is still thinking, what can I do? What can I do? How can I save them? So one day,
one day Nityananda Prabhu went to see these two boys. So by providence, he made the arrangement to see these two drunkards. So when Nityananda Prabhu told them to chant the holy name and to accept Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mahadaya got very angry. He picked up the clay pitcher, where you drink water or you drink alcohol. So he was drinking alcohol, right? So he picked that up and he threw it at Nityananda Prabhu. It hit his forehead and cut his forehead. Blood started to come out. So people quickly informed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately came there. So he said, "How dare you touch the holy body of Nityananda Prabhu? I will now kill you." So he took out his Sudarshan Chakra to kill the two people, Jagai and Madhari. So when they saw that, they become very much afraid. They were very, very much afraid. But Nityananda Prabhu went on and grabbed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and said, no, Lord, you don't kill them. You came to deliver these people. You should try, to help them. This Madhai hit me, tried to hit me first time, second time he tried to hit me, but Jagai stopped him. I am bleeding a little bit, but I have got no pain. Please save these two souls. Give these two souls to me as arms. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, Jagai stopped this Madhai from hitting Nityananda Prabhu, so he became pleased with Madhai, Jagai. So he became pleased with Jagai and he said, he embraced him. You see how fast his anger went. Because Nityananda Prabhu said, Jagai helped me. Immediately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became pleased. So, it's another reason we must make sure that Nityananda Prabhu is pleased with us. The moment Nityananda Prabhu is pleased with us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pleased. So, like that. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became pleased with Jagai, he said, "Krishna will be merciful to you. You have purchased me by rescuing Nityananda Prabhu." So from today, you will have loving devotional service to the Lord. So immediately, Jagai fell down, senseless. He was filled with love of God. Then Jagai saw the four-ended form of Vishnu. After seeing this, Jagai fell down again. At this time, Madhai, Jagai and Madhai were together brothers, but only Jagai got a material at this time. So as soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu melted the heart of Jagai, Madhai's heart also became purified. So he went and fell down at Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feet and said, "We have both committed sins. Why you discriminate? Why you discriminate? You give mercy to Jagai, but you don't give mercy to me. Please be merciful. I will chant your holy name. No one in the world can save me. You please." The Lord said, No. I see no salvation for you. Sorry. You hit Nityananda Prabhu's body and made it weak. Yeah, I'm so sorry, you cannot do this. Madhai was so sad, he says, no, you cannot say this. See, Madhai was very, very upset. He said, "In your previous incarnations, so many demons shoot arrows at you, but you give them salvation. At the end of the day, you always give them, but for me, you're not doing that, you must do something." No, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, your offense to Nityananda Prabhu, is very great.
Nityananda Prabhu is greater than me.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying Nityananda Prabhu is greater than him,
and I declare this to be the truth.
So because you have done a great offense, it's very difficult for me to give you love of Godhead.
The only thing you can do now is to fall at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu.
If he forgives you, then
I will see.
So Madai went straight away, caught hold of Nityananda Prabhu's feet and says, please forgive me.
So when he fell at Nityananda Prabhu's feet, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, yes, Nityananda Prabhu, somebody fall at your feet, you must forgive them.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always,
you should now forgive him, he surrendered to you.
And Chaitanya Prabhu said, yes, yes.
Somehow or other, he has been given the mercy.
And Nityananda Prabhu said, whatever I have amassed, piety, you do all the good things, right? I give it to Madai.
And Madai belongs to me.
And if you have indeed forgiven all his offenses, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, then his life will be successful.
And now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is blessing Madai.
So Madai also got relieved from all his sins.
So later,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I do not consider the offenses anymore.
No one should think of them as sinners.
Such an act is not possible in one lifetime.
In one lifetime, it is not possible for us to clear our sins.
But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did this because it was by the mercy of Nityananda.
And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the sins of Jagai and Madai.
And he showed to all the devotees there that he actually did this.
And he said, this is the proof.
He opened his chadar and his body from golden color changed to black.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body.
For an instant, he showed that he accepted all the sins of Jagai and Madai.
Otherwise, it's not possible for them to become devotees of the Lord.
Many, many persons,
maybe there's another person I can say.
Once Nityananda Prabhu stayed at
the house of Hiranya Pandit.
Hiranya Pandit was living outside this outskirts of the town.
Now Nityananda Prabhu is like an avadhut.
Avadhut means he doesn't care about external things, what people think of him. He doesn't care. His life is dedicated to Krishna only, chanting of the holy name.
So he used to wear very auspicious and gold, expensive things like gold earrings, bangles, armlets, so many chains and necklaces and all that.
So this Nityananda Prabhu once stayed with this Brahmana, Hiranya Pandit.
So there's another Brahmana, a thief, who also resided at Navadvip.
He is a very great thief. Nobody can challenge him in stealing things.
He was the commander-in-chief of all the thieves in Navadvip.
And he was a Brahmana in name only.
So he saw Nityananda Prabhu wearing so many valuable ornaments and necklaces and jewels.
So as a, he pretended to be a friend of Nityananda Prabhu and wandered with him so that he wanted to find a good time to steal. Right? But of course, Nityananda Prabhu can understand, you know, this Ramana was actually a thief. So, but Nityananda Prabhu also, you know, Nityananda Prabhu is very, very merciful. He wanted to deliver this thief also. So, he stayed with this Hiranya Pandit. And many devotees came to see Nityananda Prabhu. So, this thief, Brahmana, says, he told his friends, brothers, why we should suffer this avadut, Nityananda, there are so many jewels. If we take that for rest of our lives, we don't have to do anything. We will be very, very rich. We will steal. And he is now living with Hiranya Pandit and this house is isolated. Very good opportunity for us. Very nice. So we made plans. So tonight we will invade the house and take all the jewels. So all the thieves made a plan, left for home. Then that night they gathered at a point, you know, they had a meeting place. They had sword, knife, everything. They surrounded the house of Nityananda Prabhu, where Nityananda Prabhu was staying. So, the spy saw Nityananda Prabhu taking his meal and surrounded by all his devotees, and they were intoxicated with chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. So, they were totally unaware of what was happening. So, the spy returned and said, okay, the avadhuta is eating, others are awake, let us wait for him to eat and sleep, and then we will invade. So they started, they waited under a tree for the right time. One thief was saying, I will take the gold necklace. Another thief was saying, I will take the pearl necklace. Another thief said, I will take the gold earrings. The other guy said, I will take silver ankle belts. So they were, you know, building castles in the air. I will do this, I will do this, I will take this. They are thinking, wow, tonight I will be rich. So in this way, they are imagining, and by the will of Nityananda Prabhu, Nidra Devi came and put them to sleep. They were all sleeping. Then the crow sound, you know, the cockroach sound in the morning, the dawn. The thieves woke up and they said, oh God, it's only daytime. How they can steal? Everybody is coming out in the streets now. We can't do anything. So they went back and they started scolding each other. It's your fault, you know, you slept. You're supposed to keep watching like this. They're fighting among each other. Then they went back. Then the leader of the thief said, I know why we didn't steal. We didn't offer goddess Chandi offering. We didn't give her wine, we didn't give her meat, we didn't offer her, we didn't pray to her. Huh? That's why she made us sleep. We lost our, you know, she didn't allow us to sleep because she wanted us to make an offering first. Okay. They all went to Goddess Chandi, made offering, a big, big offering. Nice, best meat and wine they gave. And they pray, okay? They pray. The next day, they went with various weapons. And from a distance, they saw God, you know. The night they went. Everybody was sleeping. The thieves went and surrounded the house. And when they went closer, they saw big gods, very huge gods, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The gods were chanting, they had nice flower garlands. They were actually the, like Vijay and Jaya and Vijay, you know. They were the servants of the Lord, looking after the Lord. All they were standing up and a big sword. They were very, very huge. And the thief saw them and said, "Oh no, if I fight them, I'm finished." They all went back home and said, "What can we do? How can you know? He has so much money to engage God. But I think every day he cannot engage God. Let's wait." So they waited, and they waited a few days, many, many days they waited. And then another day, when they felt that this was the right time, there's no more God, they went again. The dark night, it was a very dark night. They went. But this time, Nityananda Prabhu made all of them blind. Couldn't see. So all of them started to fall down, fell into a ditch, you know, full of thorns, fell into a ditch full of scorpions. So many insects bit them, did so many things. They was totally, you know, couldn't see anything, and they were, and the rain came, hailstones. If anybody in that situation, they'll say, "I'd rather die." They were thinking like that. And then they went. They didn't know what to do. They came to steal, but now they were being tortured. So finally, the thief, the head thief, the commander in chief, scratched his head and thought to himself, "Nityananda Prabhu is not an ordinary person. He must be God. What people say is true. The first day he made us fall in a deep sleep. By the influence of his energy, we could not understand anything. The next day he displayed a wonderful God. Still I could not comprehend his greatness. Now we are suffering so much. I am a sinner. I need to suffer. I dare to steal from the Lord. Therefore I am suffering now. Now I got no other alternative. I must go to Nityananda Prabhu and surrender to him. That is the only way." The Indian saying, "Sajikaran kaale ulva, kandakaran kaale ulva." That means, instead of falling in a person who is going to give evidence against you, you better to go and surrender to the person who is taking action against you, who is fighting you. So they went straight to Nityananda Prabhu and said, "Okay." So this is like this, the Brahmana went. So the Brahmana went to see Nityananda Prabhu and he said, "Please save me, please save me." He offered his own obeisances. Everybody was astonished, and all the devotees of Nityananda Prabhu were saying, how is possible this greatest thief in our group is now surrendering to Nityananda Prabhu? But they were also not surprised. They said, "Nityananda Prabhu is the savior for the fallen soul. His heart is changed because the Lord wanted it to happen." So Nityananda Prabhu said, "Tell me what you want. I'm surprised to see a wonderful quality. Speak freely, do not worry." The Brahmana was unable to speak. He was crying. He rolled on the ground because he got the Krishna praying. Nityananda Prabhu immediately gave it to him. So the thief told him all that he did. Then Nityananda Prabhu said, "Don't worry. I've already forgiven you. Because you have surrendered to me, I've already forgiven you." Then the Brahmana said, he's a thief, but he said, "I do not want to maintain this sinful body. I want to end my life by jumping into the Ganges." Then Nityananda Prabhu said, "Brahmana, you are indeed fortunate. You are a staunch devotee of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you are saying all these things. Who can experience wonderful ecstatic influence except a devotee?" So Nityananda Prabhu told him, "I accept all your sinful reactions, but you must not sin again." This is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu always say. You can surrender. If once you surrender, they will accept your sin. But you cannot go back and surrender. You cannot go back and continue your sinful activities and say, Nityananda Prabhu will take care, Nityananda Prabhu. No. It doesn't work like that. First you surrender, then they say, okay, you have surrendered, I will take back your all your sin. But you cannot surrender again. You should not surrender. So Nityananda Prabhu took all these things. And then he gave his garland to the thief. And he says, you please go preach to all your other thieves. Become devotee. So in this way, Nityananda Prabhu saved Jaga and Madai, who were drunkards and plunderers and all that, and he also saved the thieves. So Nityananda Prabhu does not discriminate who he gives his blessings to. He will leave it to everybody and anybody. He will not stop. But we must understand the position of Nityananda Prabhu. Yeah? We cannot say that he is nobody or he is next, second of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are both equal. We must not blaspheme them. We must not blaspheme any devotees also. Nityananda Prabhu is represents Guru Tattva. He's a guru. He's the original guru. From him all the other gurus are coming. So when we take shelter of our guru, actually Nityananda Prabhu is giving his blessing. And when the guru accepts us, that means Nityananda Prabhu is accepted us. And if Nityananda Prabhu has accepted us, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will accept us also. You understand? So this is we must understand. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the original Krishna. Alright? And Nityananda Prabhu is the original Balaram. They came to save us. They gave the holy name very freely. If we take the holy name, we will be saved. Otherwise, it's not possible. Krishna's to Bhagavan. Lastly, somebody was saying that what is the difference between Lord Krishna and Narayana? Actually, the answer is there. Krishna ate the janta kala kumsa Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. Sukadeva Goswami is saying, whatever incarnations and plenary portions of the incarnations that appear in this material world is but the source is Krishna. Source of all the plenary portions is Krishna. Krishna has 64 qualities. We may come to 50 qualities. These qualities that we can display. Some of us display very few, one or two only. Even that also a little bit. Brahma can display up to 50 in full. Then Lord Shiva can display up to 55. Lord Shiva and Vishnu can display up to 60. Krishna is the only one who can display 64 qualities. There are 4 extra qualities he displays. Right? He can attract people. He is the most beautiful. Nobody else can do that. So, how? Krishna from Goloka Vrindavan expands. The first expansion is Balaram. Balaram appears to please Krishna. So therefore there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. He is white, Krishna is black. That's all, there is no difference. Nityananda Prabhu is the same. He came, Balaram came, Nityananda Prabhu came, they came to assist, to give everything, whatever Krishna wanted, Balaram will do it. Without Balaram, nothing happens. Without Balaram's sanction, Radharani will not allow you into serving Krishna. Balaram appears as Ananga Manjari in the Goloka Vrindavan. Ananga Manjari is the sister of Radharani. Yes, see, Balaram appears many times just to help us. Now Balaram expands again. Chatuvyuha. One of the Chatuvyuha name is Sankarshan. This Sankarshan expands again. He gives another four Chatuvyuha, and this one Sankarshan will expand again as Mahavishnu. This Mahavishnu comes into this material world and lies in this material world, and from his body, he sweats, this place is hot. So whole area fills with water. Mahavishnu, in this water, breathes out. When he breathes, what happens? All the bubbles come out. Each bubble is a universe. Into each universe, Mahavishnu enters again as Garbhodakashayi Vishnu. And again he lies on the water with, again Balaram comes as Anandashesh. Now, when he lies down, from his navel, a lotus flower comes out. At the end of the lotus flower, Brahma is born. Brahma meditates and says, how am I going to create? Krishna gives him the intelligence. He creates. Into each of his creations, every atom, every jiva, Mahavishnu or Garbhodakashayi Vishnu enters as Shirodakashayi Vishnu. Okay? He is the witness, he is the Paramatma. He enters into every one of us. He has a planet in this universe, Svetadvi. And this Shirodakashayi Vishnu, from him all the avatars come. Normal avatars always come. Right? Krishna avatar also comes from him. But once in a day of Brahma, Krishna himself from Golok Vrindavan comes here. Nityananda Prabhu also comes. Balaram also comes. That is the difference. That is the confidential knowledge. Even though Krishna appears as though he is an avatar of Vishnu, this Krishna who came 5000 years ago is the original Krishna. Krishna to Bhagavan Swayam. He is the original Swayam Bhagavan. That is the difference. All the other avatars take birth from Narayana. That is the difference. There is no other difference. They are the same. Original candle is Krishna. You take another same candle, light it up, that candle also will be light. Same. But which is the original? The first candle. Therefore, Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the difference. Therefore, now we can understand. Only once in a day of Brahma, the Lord Himself comes from Golok Vrindavan. And we are very fortunate, because this time, not only Lord Krishna came from Golok Vrindavan, Krishna came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because in other Kali Yuga, the holy name is spread by some Satyavesha avatar, sometimes. Or sometimes Krishna and Narayana takes birth. But this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, is directly Sakshat coming from Golok Vrindavan. So we are so very fortunate. We can never have picked a better time to be born than now. So we should take the opportunity to chant the holy name mantra and to spread it to all other people who don't know about Krishna. We have to. It's our duty. Nityananda Prabhu says we have to give it to everybody we meet and give it freely. No money is involved. All other people will say, I give you a mantra, I charge you $100, $200, $300. So many people are there in India, so many people are there in Malaysia. People from Singapore take train, go and $300 they are going to give. And further say, yes, yes. What nonsense. Here we have Krishna and we don't want. Brahma lives 100 years, yeah? This year is his 50th year. and this is the time he gives, and Krishna comes. Can you imagine? We have been born so many times, millions of times, and now we are born again, and we are so lucky. Don't know what we have done. What really? We don't know what we have done that we are bestowed this mercy. If we have this mercy, why not take it, huh? It doesn't make sense not to take it, right? It's a foolish person who will say, I don't want. So only a foolish person say, I don't want. Intelligent person will think, yes, if I can go back to Godhead by chanting Hare Krishna, why I don't use that opportunity? So, Nityananda Prabhu appeared to spread this freely. Please say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Thank you very much, Vishal Prabhu. Thank you, Prabhu. Ananda Koti Vaishnavi Ji Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you, Baba.